Trade with Mexico, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Government officials in Mexico plan to introduce legislation that would stop corn imports from the United States. I asked Dr. Jaya Cha, professor of economics at Colby College, what the impact behind this potential move would be.
Mexico's proposal is that it's going to seek different suppliers, mainly Argentina and Brazil. I think Mexico has enough to lose from this as well, that they are likely to tread carefully in this sense.
I read a statistic that said Mexico purchased an estimated $2.4 billion worth of corn from the United States in 2015, which is really up from an estimated $390 million when NAFTA was put into place in 1995. Now, my guess is that they purchased a lot more in 2016.
I'll tell you the total in terms of metric tons. I prefer to use metric tons because it's a more reliable measure and it's an extensive commodity rather than an intensive quantity. So in 2011, Mexico imported about 8.6 million tons of U.S. corn. In 2015, it imported about 11.8 million tons. And in 2016, it imported 13.9 million tons of U.S. corn. Talk about shares. Mexico imported about 21% of U.S. corn in 2014 and about 25% of U.S. corn in 2016.
Those percentages are the total amount of corn the U.S. exports. David Sparks.